Thank you, WMO. And with that, I think this is the last request. I think it's good that we have some reflection from the room on, well, I like the remark, there's a lot of talk but no action. So how to get to more action, more implementation of measures. But also we should realize that there's a lot of water needed for mitigation and adaptation. So be aware of that. Take a not too narrow, but more holistic approach and see what is the effect on water, on your water system. And with that, I think it's time to read the decision of this this item. The task force, you can put it on the screen. Oh, give me a 1 minute. Ah, here it is. The task force welcomed the inclusion of water and transboundary cooperation into the outcomes of COP28, especially the global goal on adaptation. Asked the Secretariat to contribute to further discussion on the global goal on adaptation and under the UNFCCC processes with a view to operationalize the references to water and in particular transboundary cooperation. Asked the Secretariat under the guidance of the co-chairs to develop an action-oriented document, how transboundary aspects of water management can be mainstreamed into national climate documents such as, for example, national determined contributions and national adaptation plans. Encourage countries to mainstream transboundary aspects of water management into national climate documents such as, for example, national determined contribution and national adaptation plans, and to liaise with colleagues responsible for climate change issues and disaster risk reduction, also in the preparation to the UNFCCC COP29. If there are no objections, then I can close this item. And we turn to, oh, sorry, yeah, it was a bit too fast. Tell me. Bolivia, you have the floor.